KJAN Sports.
Good morning. I'm Chris Parks with a check of sports here on KJAN Sports, being brought to you by Walnut Woodworks and Walnut. Call 712-784-3678. And taking a look at area sports, starting off with high school volleyball scores from last night. It was Fremont Mills with a 3-0 sweep over Lord Central Catholic. Lennox was a 2-0 winner over I-35. Logan Magnolia picked up 2-0 sweeps over West Harrison and Heartland Christian. Mount Air topped Essex 3-0. It was West Harrison, a 2-0 sweep over Heartland Christian. And Winterset was a 2-0 winner over Lennox in high school volleyball last night. Also, in cross-country action, the Coon Rapids Bayard Crusaders were one of a few teams that competed at the Woodward Granger cross-country invite on Monday night at Jesper Park. On the girls' side, it was Woodward Granger winning with 40 points. Baxter was second with 44, followed by Greene County and then Coon Rapids Bayard in fourth. Individually, Lauren Ratliff of Baxter was the champion. Katie Donaldson of Clark came in second. Top finisher for Coon Rapids Baird was Bryn Bass, the freshman who finished in 11th place. On the boys' side, it was Sadell winning with 28 points. Woodward Granger was second with 55, followed by Baxter and Greene County. Clark and Coon Rapids Baird did not have team scores. Individually, Logan Berg of Baxter was the champion. Ryan Heineck of Sadell ended up as the runner-up there at that race. Also yesterday, Radio Iowa released the latest high school football poll here this season, the second week of rankings after week one of play. And in Class 4A, Dowling Catholic is still top-ranked, followed by Bettendorf, Johnston, Cedar Falls, and West Des Moines Valley. In Class 3A, Lewis Central stays top-ranked. Cedar Rapids Xavier is second, followed by West Delaware, Pella, and Solon. Harlan checks in at number 7 this week. In Class 2A, Boyden Hole Rock Valley is top-ranked, followed by Union LaPorte City, PCM Monroe, Clear Lake, and Spirit Lake, the top 5. Carol Kemper jumps up from number 10 to number 6 here this week. Also, in Class 1A, Pella Christian is now top-ranked, followed by Applington Parkersburg, Cascade, Iowa City Regina, and West Branch. In Class A, it's Hudson who takes the top spot, followed by Algona Garrigan, St. Ansgar. IKM Manning moves up a spot to number 4, and Linville Sully is at 5. Council Bluffs St. Albert is at number 7, and AHSTW at number 9. And in 8-man, Don Bosco is ranked in the top spot, followed by Newell Fonda, Midland, Turkey Valley, and Audubon at number 5. They're up from number 9 last week. Iowa Valley and New London are 6 and 7. Exira EHK is 8th. Coon Rapids Bayard is 9th, and Stanton is 10th. All those teams from 6 through 10 moving into the poll this week after not being ranked there for week 1. That's a look at your latest high school football rankings there from Radio Iowa. Moving on now to some college football notes. Northern Illinois coach Rod Carey says his team is focused on Saturday's opener with Iowa. The Huskies have become a consistent winner under Carey and are the favorite to win the Mid-American Conference Western Division this season.
Last season is last season, and it was great. We had a good season, and this year we're trying to do something completely different. And that's all of our focus right now.
Northern Illinois is coming off an 8-5 record that included a loss to Duke in the Quick Lane Bowl.
You know, this offseason we talked about how the season ended. It didn't end the way we wanted it, two straight losses. And, you know, we were certainly in a situation where I think that it could have been a much better year.
Carey says the Huskies look forward to the challenge of playing the Hawkeyes.
They have really good ability, and then you're going to Iowa as well, which is one of the great college venues, I think, that people don't talk enough about. I just have a ton of respect. I mean, they do things a certain way, in what I like to call the right way, and they do it over and over and over again, and it's worked really well for them.
And once again, that game set for a 2:30 kickoff this upcoming Saturday there at Kinnick Stadium. Iowa State coach Matt Campbell is not ready to name a starting middle linebacker for Saturday's season opener against South Dakota State. Mike Rose, Orion Vance, and Bobby McMillan have been competing for the spot that was vacated by Joel Lanning.
You know, I think we're still in the same position of, you know, who's going to be the first guy to walk out there on Saturday night. I think it'll probably be defined by what happens this week in practice.
Campbell expects all three to play in the opener.
The reality of where we're at is we still see all three of those guys in competition, and I think you'll see all three come Saturday night.
Campbell says practice this week will determine which one starts Saturday's game.
There's going to be three guys that we really believe in right now, have played really good through fall camp, and are, you know, fighting to get the bulk of the playing time. So the starter, you know, still not defined, and we'll take certainly through this week to, you know, at least figure out who's earned the right this week to be that guy.
And that opener for Iowa State against South Dakota State will be on Saturday night. It's a 7 o'clock kickoff there at Jack Trice Stadium in Ames. Moving on to baseball. In interleague play yesterday, it was the Angels 10-7 over Colorado. In the American League, Baltimore was a 7-0 winner over Toronto. The White Sox beat the Yankees 6-2. Houston was an 11-4 winner over Oakland. In the National League, Washington 5-3 over Philadelphia. The Cubs beat the Mets 7-4. And San Francisco was a 2-0 winner over Arizona. Baseball news, Shohei Ohtani believes he can pitch for the Los Angeles Angels again this season after a simulated game went well. Ohtani threw 50 pitches in three innings at Angels Stadium on Monday in the latest step in his gradual comeback from a sprained elbow ligament. The two-way star hasn't pitched in a game since June 6, but would like to get back on the mound during the Angels' final 30 games. Angels manager Mike Socha said Ohtani will throw a bullpen session later in the week before the Angels determine his next step. Socha said the Angels brass believes Ohtani is pitching well enough to pitch in games, but the team has been cautious with his arm. Ohtani got off to a strong start in his first big league season as a starting pitcher, going 4-1 with a 3.10 ERA and 9 starts. He's still hitting while he rests his pitching arm, compiling 14 homers and 40 RBIs while batting .273. Ohtani batted cleanup as the Angels' designated hitter Monday night against Colorado. In Pacific Coast League baseball action, last night over at Werner Park in Omaha, a larger crowd than normal, I'm sure, as Chris Bryant started his rehab with the Iowa Cubs. And it was Omaha, though, edging out the Iowa Cubs by a final of 7-6. And it's expected that Bryant will play again tonight for the Iowa Cubs. They'll be back home at Principal Park as they have their final homestand against Oklahoma City. That's a game that starts just after 7 o'clock. Colorado Springs is at Omaha for a game just after 7 this evening as well. In tennis news, defending women's champion Sloane Stephens is into the second round of the U.S. Open. Stephens, the number 3 seed, defeated Evgenia Rodina of Russia 6-1 and 7-5 in the rebuilt Louis Armstrong Stadium. And Stephens won her first Grand Slam title last year at Flushing Meadows when she beat fellow American Madison Keys in the final. Serena Williams has won the first match of her return to the U.S. Open. The number 17 seed beat Magda Linette 6-4, 6-0 in the opening match of the night session at Arthur Ashe Stadium. And Williams missed last year's U.S. Open and gave birth to her daughter during the tournament. Venus Williams moved into the second round by beating Svetlana Kuznetsova 6-3, 5-7, and 6-3 in a matchup of past U.S. Open champs. Top-ranked Rafael Nadal advanced to the second round on the men's side when David Ferrer retired in the second set of their all-Spanish matchup. Andy Murray was a winner in his return to Grand Slam tennis, beating James Duckworth 6-7 and 5, 6-3, 7-5, and 6-3 in the first round. Another former champ, 2016 Stan Wawrinka, also won in his return with a 6-3, 6-2, 7-5 victory over 8-seeded Grigor Dimitrov. And Simona Halep has become the first number 1-seeded woman to lose in the first round of the U.S. Open in the professional era. Halep was beaten 6-2, 6-4 by 44th-ranked Kaia Kanepi of Estonia in a match that was stunningly lopsided and lasted all of 76 minutes. Halep won the French Open in June for her first Grand Slam title. That's a look at the latest in sports here on KJN Sports. Has been brought to you by Walnut Woodworks in Walnut. If you have seen it, we can do that. Give Gary Bloom at Walnut Woodworks a call at 712-784-3678. I'm Chris Parks, KJN Sports.